Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another podcast here with Eli and Mike. I want to introduce you guys, well, myself and Mike, an amazing singer, an amazing actress. So many things that she's done already at a very young age. I'd love to introduce you guys, Ruxora. Hi, Ruxora.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for being on our podcast.
I'm not that young. I'm 24, so.
Oh, my God.
That's very young.
That's so young, yes. And especially for everything that you've done, that's like, you've done so much that most people haven't even done if they're 50.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Well, thanks so much for being here in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills. Definitely coming from, you know, a much different country that I don't know too much about where you're coming from, but I'd love for our audience to kind of find out more about Ruxora and your history. Yeah. So where are you from? Where did you come from?
I'm from Uzbekistan, from the capital city, Tashkent.
Okay.
It's more specifically from the old city, because historically Tashkent had around like 12 gates. And my family, my origins were born in one of the districts of that old city. And I were born, like raised and still live there. And I'm really incredibly proud of that.
Oh my God.
Because I love my nation. I love their generosity, hospitality, and amazing food. I really missed about food a lot since I came here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because my country is rich and like have powerful history. If you know, for example, Amir Timur or Tamerlan, he built an empire that stretched across Asia into Europe. Mm-hmm. And another one is Ulugbek.
Yes.
He is an astronomer. So he was mapping like stars.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh my
God. So yeah, I have like great history.
Yes.
Did you grow up most of your life out there?
Yes. Yes. My whole life. Yes.
Your whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and still there, right? She said still there, correct?
Still there. Yes. Yeah, right.
Love it. So right now
you're just visiting the beautiful state of California and checking things out here?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Love it. And I love how you said you are missing your food because, yes, we're here in Beverly Hills, but you would think there is amazing food here and whatnot, but there's a lot of fast food here.
Yeah, a lot of fast food.
Right.
I'm missing about like soups,
yes.
pilaf, meat,
yes,
a lot of
right,
meat.
Right.
Yeah, so I missed about food a lot.
The real
we have
stuff.
Like samsa, if you know, but like it's samosa, Indian samosas like.
Okay.
So yeah, I really missed about
that. That sounds
food
tasty.
I'm getting hungry already.
It's really tasty. You should come to Uzbekistan and taste
okay.
our food.
Oh, I'm getting my flight tickets. You let me know when you're going back.
Okay.
And we're going to go back there.
Yes, we're gonna visit you out there.
Okay.
So how actually was it growing up in Uzbekistan? Like, was your childhood more of like a rich upbringing? Was it a little bit middle class, poor? Like, how did you grow up?
Not the rich. That was middle class.
Okay.
Yes. And I have really like strict bonded family, traditional Uzbek family.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a big family with my grandma, grandpa, dad, mom, two little brothers, and still we're living all together.
Mm-hmm.
And in
Beautiful.
Our country, mostly a lot of Uzbek girls are like when they're gained some age, like around 18 or 20, they're getting married.
Oh, wow.
I had a lot of like problems struggling with my family about my career, my music. Mm-hmm. My dad tells me once, like, you should choose your career or your family. And I was like, okay, I'm just choosing music. And I once escaped my home for a week, of course.
So hold on. So you escaped Uzbekistan?
No. Just from home. I ran away from home.
Okay, ran away from home. Okay.
I ran away from home and went directly to the studio and write my third song that time, which is called Dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Papa in Russian.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that was a great experience because after one week, mom was calling me and like, just, okay, come back. And I was like, if you will let me to make my music the way I want, okay, I will come back.
And like, how about you being away? So like, now you come back to your parents' house after kind of running away.
Yeah.
And you come back after about a week or so. Are they like a family where they push you to like want to get married?
No, they didn't push me. But I always, you know, like feel that pressure that you should get married, you should not do that career. But for now, I understand my parents. I'm really thankful for their protection because it was protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to look at the things from their perspective too.
Nice.
And what I wanted to say. So yeah, I'm really grateful for that experience. Mm-hmm. And for now, without their protection, I think, and their strict bonded like things, I won't be here.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Are you, both your parents the type of parents where they both push it together, or is one softer than the other?
Together. But together, my dad more softer, I think.
Oh yeah. That's, okay. Dads are always softer to their daughters. Because I'm the same way with my daughter. I'm like really soft. Mm-hmm. And this guy's, I don't know.
Yeah. my mom's so strict. Yeah. My mom's so strict. And she used to often like calling me and say like, delete this story because you have like open boobs or I don't know. Right. Like, yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. She's just looking out for you, right?
Yeah.
Love it.
So going more backwards, obviously, you grew up in the middle class, and obviously things have changed a lot for you and your future, and you're here now. So you grew up in that class. How did you one day decide or get inspired to get into music? Mm-hmm. Did you always want to be a singer or an actress, or did you want to be something else and then you turn into a singer?
I always want to be a musician and artist since I was a kid, I guess.
Okay.
Since I was a kid, I understand that in the future I will be popular, mm-hmm. an artist, and will be on the stage. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely sure about that. Wow. I don't know why. Uh-huh. But like, you know, I grew up seeing Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. the Disney characters,
yes.
like everyone, Hannah Montana. Okay. And I always had the dream like, oh, okay, I want to be an artist. I want to be a musician. So yeah, it was like since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And there is, you named a lot of American type of companies and people. Is that where you... kind of the origins of where you consume most of your music and fame, or is there not a lot of that in Uzbekistan?
I didn't get the question.
Like, so like, are you like, when you're like younger, were you like watching a lot of like American like TV shows
okay.
and all that type of stuff?
Yes. Okay. And I watched a lot of American TV shows.
Yes.
Kind of, I don't know, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes.
And then I watched a lot of interviews of Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. Justin Bieber,
yes.
and pretend like I'm in America one day giving an interview.
Yes.
And that's the way how I learned English, because I didn't learn it in any courses or from the teacher.
Uh-huh.
I was just like seeing that interviews and trying to copy their accent and try to learn how they talking. Yeah.
Wow. That was going to be my next question is like, where did you learn your English? Because you're speaking so well.
Oh, thank you.
No, you really are. Yeah.
And so then like literally you being a, like younger, you would just watch these TV shows and maybe just have like the subtitles on?
Like, without subtitles.
No, there's
without
no
subtitles.
So like, how did you like understand, let's say, Wizard of Waverly Place is like, how would you be able to understand what they're saying? Like
Wizards of Waverly Place, I watched in Russian.
Okay.
But interviews, I watched in English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how I learned it, to be honest, but I wish I can like express my feelings and my thoughts more softly and more understandable, but my vocabulary is so poor. That's why it's like kind of a bit difficult for me, but I'm trying. So,
honestly, coming from like us, that's really good.
Oh, thank I'm you, sure guys.
I'm sure you're like a perfectionist. So, to you, inside of you, you're like, it needs to be so much better. But
you probably criticize yourself too much. Yeah. You're doing so well.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
But we have had a couple of other guests from like Russia or like Kazakhstan or even Uzbekistan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them actually say that they watch a lot of American TV shows and then that's how they learn their English
and I think if I will live here for a year, I think I will improve my English so good.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love
you already
that.
Fit in already.
Yeah,
so. You don't even have to change your language barriers because most people here are from different countries,
mm-hmm.
so they'll speak different accents anyway. So you fit in already. Don't worry.
You're thank like you. The new Selena Gomez.
So. Oh wow.
So just saying, Selena,
hey,
you have to watch out because you know. And let's keep talking about music.
Oh my God, I just want to tell something.
Please,
I always used to watch the one video of Ariana Grande when she says, "Hi, I'm Ariana Grande and you're watching Billboard."
Oh my God.
Wait, and I always wanted to do it in some American interview.
No way.
So yeah, my dream come true.
That was
I love
so
that.
Amazing.
Wow.
I actually thought you were Ariana Grande for a minute.
Yeah.
Like that was too good. Like,
thank you.
Okay, so then like, it's really just kind of like mimicking like these shows. You were like learning their accents, like you said a moment ago.
Yes.
And just kind of maybe repeating what they're saying, and then it just taught you like over time.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that is incredible.
I was just repeating and repeating
wow.
the voice, the way they're talking, like kind
Wait,
of.
Can you say it one more time?
Hi, I'm Ariana Grande, and you're watching Billboard.
Oh my God.
Oh, baby.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You have that on lockdown. That's
yeah,
so perfect.
Like, I literally turned red. That was so
Next
good.
Time you're going to say hi, you're watching Rooksora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on the Disney
and
Channel.
And you're watching Ellie and Mike show.
Oh, hey. Yes. There you go. There you go.
The logo pops up.
Love it. You know, you know.
I can make some jingle for you guys.
Yes,
I love
yes.
that. I would love that.
We would love that.
Ellie and Mikey. Yeah, yeah. Some kind of, I don't know.
That, oh my God, that'll be our
That's
theme
solid.
Song.
That's our new theme
That's
song.
New
Put
theme
it on our
song.
YouTube.
That's our new theme Love that. Oh my God.
So growing up, you had your mom, your dad. Did you have any siblings?
I have two siblings,
yes.
two little brothers.
Two brothers.
My second brother also do rapping.
Oh, amazing.
He's so in love with Playboi Carti, mm-hmm. Yeet, mm-hmm. Travis Scott,
love
et cetera.
It. Okay,
yeah.
okay. Has so, he... Has anyone else, you know, pushed out to America and your family to try to get their music going yet?
My brother, I think.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm. He'll so be out here soon.
Yay!
Love
yeah.
that. Love
He's probably
that.
Trying to follow in your footsteps. Huh?
Yes,
that's
yes.
so amazing. Yes. That's
that is
so amazing.
So cool.
Yes. I want to actually stay on the music really
yeah.
quick. So then this is how you were inspired. You know, from seeing like Ariana Grande, obviously, and Selena Gomez and whatnot. But when did you actually like start your first time like singing and you knew like, oh my gosh, I'm good? Like, were you like 15? Like, how old were you that you were like, okay, I know, like, I'm the one?
I still thinking that I'm not good enough.
Oh my gosh,
at singing.
I love
so.
You
thank you. But for the first time, I think it was when I released my song Tamale Habibi and Calling You.
Uh-huh.
You know, you remember that
yes.
group Outlandish Calling You?
Yes.
And that was mix of the songs with Arabic one. And when this track got viral and trendy all over the world,
yes,
I thought that, okay, that makes sense. I can do something.
Oh my God.
Like trendy things. I think it was back to 2022, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I started my music, I was around like 15. That my first time when I go to stage,
mm-hmm.
it was concours. What will be concours? Javahir, как будет конкурс?
My brain's not working.
Okay.
You're like, wait, I don't know.
Okay, let's say project. That
okay,
was,
yeah,
you,
project.
You'll just chat project.
Yes,
that
yes,
was
yes.
like kid, 15 years old.
15 years
and
old.
And I sang the song, "You got me begging you for mercy. Yeah, yeah, why won't you release me?" Yeah. That
oh my
song.
God.
Well, hold up. I need to know this. You just know how to sing so well. This
wow.
is crazy. Did you take actual singing classes?
No.
Or
no.
Really?
Never.
Really?
What? Never.
Guys, no singing
I
classes?
I want to mention this. I never take any singing
so
classes.
So no no classes to learn English, which are so amazing, and no classes to learn singing.
I was just listening to Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, Ciara,
wow.
Ariana.
Well, those
Wanda.
Are the main singers. If you actually follow, and that makes sense now. So in essence, you were self-training. You didn't actually need a trainer because you can watch them on TV. And if you follow their music,
mm-hmm.
they do reach those high acoustic sounds
yeah.
all the way to the top. And
yeah.
if you can master that as a female, you could be, you're perfect.
I can do like high notes, that kind of perfect, like Christina Aguilera,
oh
but I'm trying. Yeah. But my role model was always like Rihanna,
uh-huh.
Who else? Like Alicia Keys,
uh-huh.
like, you know, R&B,
Amazing.
pop
yes.
songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think our new role model is going to be Rooksora. For
yeah.
sure.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
For now,
it's me.
Yes.
There you go.
To
you're the new. You're the new. And okay, so then it was around 15 years old that you started doing this. And then that's when you sang the Mercy song?
Yes.
And
yes.
wow, because I'm still shocked from how you just sang it right now. Is this your song? Like,
no, it's not my song.
It literally sounds exactly like
really?
That. Like
yeah.
I'm
really?
Just like shocked right now. So,
oh my God, thank
wow,
you so much. It was
so
Duffy's
amazing.
Songs, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So being in music, I'm going to assume, and I think we've had other musicians on our podcast. How difficult is the music industry for you? Like, is it difficult to get your foot in the door, mm-hmm. or is it simple as just sending a sound card or talking to the right person or just knowing the right person? How hard was it for you to get into the door?
It was hard. I had a lot of things that I was struggling with. I think it always worked with, for me, it's always faith and God. Mm-hmm. I was just praying and working, and discipline is everything, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. You should do it, and once you start, you will get to the end.
Wow.
At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was just, I don't know. I didn't have like, I only have an option that I should be on the stage. I should be an artist. Mm-hmm. I should be famous. Wow. That's it.
Wow.
That's like a masterpiece, so like an art piece being drawn.
Yes, I love that. So amazing. And then again, I'm assuming this discipline comes from your parents being also strict with you?
Yes, I think
so. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. That is so amazing. It's just, this is what you want, and you're just being strict on what you want, and you learn the strictness from your parents.
Yes. That so that's why for now, nowadays, I think that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we're always at the right place, at the right moment.
Yes.
And like, everything's happened like how it happens.
Right. Wow. Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so amazing.
So I wish, since I was a kid, I always wanted to learn to study at UCLA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I always had that dashboard, I think.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And always had that dream, but my parents didn't let me to go abroad because for myself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And for now, I think that it's good that I came here at that age, mm-hmm. with money. Mm-hmm. So I thought that everything happens at the right time, at the right place.
Right.
So, yeah.
So kind of
that's not my plans, that God's plans.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, God's plan. And so basically what you're saying is like, yes, you wanted UCLA so bad, but it's kind of like meant to be that it didn't happen, mm-hmm. at the time, because now, you know,
yeah.
not what you're doing.
You know?
Right. You're here with us in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
You know what I mean? A major influencer, music, and so many other things. It's just so amazing.
Thank you so much.
Like, how do you feel being in front of so many people? Obviously, audience, if you're watching this, you know, check out her Instagram. But when you go on your Instagram and you see you in front of all of these people with all of their phones on and all of their flashing lights, and it's just you on stage, like, how do you feel when you're up there?
Oh my God, I love stage. I love people. I love to connect with them. Sometimes I'm an introvert, sometimes, mm-hmm. I'm an extrovert, but on the stage I should be an extrovert.
Yes,
right.
And I love talking with audience. So, mm-hmm. every time when I go to stage, I'm starting my speech, my intro with like, don't give up, always follow your dreams, not people. Wow. And then started to thinking.
Oh my God.
But every time I feel after the concert, I feel myself so full of energy.
Wow.
So yeah.
Oh my God.
That makes sense. And like, I do music to feel that way every time.
Oh wow.
Can you imagine yourself now? You're 24 and you're looking backwards now and saying like, I'm actually on stage now. I'm actually seeing in front of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're also now inspiring other young women, mm-hmm. even men, I'm sure,
yes.
of like, I want to one day be on stage just like Rexora. Like, the dreams are possible. Like, how does that make you feel?
I don't know. Just because I'm too critic to myself.
Right?
That's why I was like, okay, I have like 700 followers, but I can, mm-hmm. do better. I can, yeah. do better.
700K, by the way.
700,000. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not forget the thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because that's a lot. That's a lot.
So yeah, I can do better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes I understand that I really, when girls like send me messages, like, you really inspire me. You are my inspiration. One day I want to meet with you.
Wow.
Thank you. This song helped me a lot in this situation. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm doing something like maybe great and help to someone in their life.
Oh, I love that so much. What about I'm so sorry. We have so many questions.
My mind's already full of so many questions.
Yes. What about you? So when you're growing up and you knew that music was your thing and, you know, the Mercy song, you sing it, you're like, okay, like, I know I'm good, you know? How did you find your image? So, you know, I've seen a couple of your music videos, which are so awesome. I love them so much. And, you know, you're like, in some of them, you're very girly. You're in your dress, you know, you're in your dresses and again, audience and their cameras. But some of them, you're like, you know, kind of like hip hop. You have sunglasses.
Your streetwear.
Yeah, streetwear. Yeah. Being super cool as you are.
Oh, thank you.
But I guess my question is, yeah, how did you find that image? Because I feel like every artist has their own image.
Yes. I don't know. I think that I still didn't find that exactly one image because it depends on my mood. Sometimes I want to be too girly and like glamour and stuff. But mostly I want to be like gangsta bitch.
Wow. That's my favorite.
You've been hanging out with him too much.
Right? You must know this other artist, Java. He's like really gangsta.
Yeah. He says the same thing for some reason. Yeah.
I love rap so much.
Okay. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
The way I got viral, I think it was 3 months ago or 4 months.
Yes.
I was just rapping with rappers from my country. We just played a random type beat. And I sang like Central C verse, Sprinter, the man them to inconsiderate, five star hotel, smoking cigarette, mixing codeine up with Finnegan. She got thick, but she wanna get thin again.
Oh my God.
And that video got viral and gained like 17 million views on Instagram.
Wow.
And like a lot of people from UK, from US started following me.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I should start to do
rap
music in English.
Oh, yes. In English,
after that freestyle.
Oh, wow. And that was just like
a few weeks
ago?
And then I started. And in a month before I came here, we started to make an album.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in English. And
amazing.
We made about like 7 songs.
Okay.
In a month. Every day, I were at the studio for 10, 12 hours.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, and I came here with like demos, with music in English. So, I don't know. We'll see what's going to be.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Are you signed up with a record label at the moment?
Or? No.
So right now you're very freelance, singing your heart out all
I've never been signed with any label.
Okay.
I just like free bird.
Yes, love that. And are you looking for a label?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Cause I think we have a couple of connects. If you need them, just let us know.
Oh.
Like in the rap world as well.
Cool.
And so after the cameras are off, we're going to talk.
Okay.
And, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Because that was amazing. I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just.
Thank you.
And,
Thank you so much.
And I love that you're still finding your image because, yes, you're right. I've been watching you, you know, for some time now. And even the other day you were posting and on your Instagram and you were super girly and you had your dress on and everything, but you were taking a picture with a Tupac statue. And I was like, she is so cool. Like, I love her.
She's
so
gangsta.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so gangsta.
You know? I was like, she could do both, you know? Because you were like so girly, but like Tupac was in the picture. I was like, okay, I love this. I love this.
Is music, I'm assuming music is not your limitation. You want to do something more.
Yeah.
Are you into movies, being an actress or anything in the future with that?
Not movies, maybe books. I really into like in back to 2018, I guess I started to write my own fantasy book.
Okay.
So maybe in the future I wanna like make my own book.
Okay.
About my life, or I don't know, maybe some story like after. After movie, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And like the fantasy, but what is that about?
It was about like vampires.
Oh, cool.
Because that time I used to watch Vampire Diaries and Twilight.
Yes. In Twilight. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in love with Ian Somerhalder, Damon.
Yeah.
Did you watch, by the way?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. So,
right.
I think everybody
watched
it. I love
Catherine.
Oh my God.
Catherine Pierce.
There you go. It's on camera, so if you're watching this, you know.
Oh.
Love it.
Как было фигурное катание? ice skating or
love it.
Muzda uçuşta.
And so also, do you think you would ever, when time comes, because you're thinking about writing books, do you think you'll ever tell this story about yourself as well and how you got here?
Kind of like a biography, right? I think yes. I'll do like featuring music with Central Cee and so, like, become the most popular artist and we'll take a part in a Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh my God. I see you. I see you at
and
the
jump
halftime.
Off the stage like Lady Gaga. Yeah. Jump off.
Yes.
Yes. I see you on the halftime show. I'll write that book. We'll make sure we get our tickets for that Super Bowl. And we'll be there.
Yeah.
I love it.
But my main goal, I think, is to get Grammy.
Grammy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
That should be easy for you. You have the vocals for it. You're going to get it.
And yes, I see you with the Grammy for sure. Uh-huh. And even your previous song that you just came out with, and this is called...
Gazabas?
Yes. I wanted you to say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Arabic mixed language song.
Okay.
Wow. Here's the Arabic, the Turkish, and English.
Oh my gosh.
Do you speak all three of those languages? I mean, obviously English and...
I do speak in Turkish.
You do?
And in Arabic, no. But I know like few words. Mm-hmm. I speak in Russian fluently and in Uzbek language fluently.
Wow. And all of this without, again, no teacher?
No. Wow. Turkish, I learned from movies, yes, and Uzbek language, I used to speak in my family, and Russian, I was in Russian school.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you learned from school, and then English from, like, American
English,
TV shows.
Yes.
Wow, that is so amazing.
Uzbekistan, is that considered what kind of country is that considered? Because there's obviously countries like America, countries like Russia. Is Uzbekistan kind of like a third world country? Is it in between, or is it like a...
It's between Russian, I think. It's near to Kazakhstan.
Okay.
We were like in Soviet Union.
I see.
Yeah. But after, когда у нас была независимость? Oh my God, that's too shame on us.
You don't know the history.
Oh my God.
We're trying to learn the histories behind scenes.
And they don't know.
But I know a lot about
there you go.
But a lot of, you know, main legendary figures come from my homeland.
Oh yes,
like
definitely.
Babur, Amir Timur.
Yes.
Great conquerors from Uzbekistan.
Love it.
I carry kind of like that legacy with me spiritually,
yes,
you know?
I feel it.
So yeah, through my music, I want to make people to feel that power.
Love
it. I love that.
Yeah, there's
our
very much
strength.
There is strength, there is power in your music. I feel it. And you said another word recently, when we were speaking a little bit ago, manifestation.
Yeah.
Where do you, because I'm like huge on manifestation, Eli too. Where do you like have this mindset from? Like, did you like read a book? Did you start seeing things happen because you're thinking about them?
No, I started to do that dashboard with dreams.
Yes.
Before it came like manifest.
Yes.
Manifest. Mainstream.
Yes.
So since I was kid, I was always...
like the vision board.
I always had that vision board.
Oh, amazing.
And I always... Everything I have now... Everything I manifested.
Wow. It's like all on your vision boards.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you have a vision board now for the next thing you're manifesting?
No, but I should do it.
Right. Yeah.
I think we all need to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit behind.
And you know
that.
What? We're behind like a year, maybe like a year or two on vision boards as well. But we've always used vision boards and everything that was on those vision boards are also happening
Absolutely.
Now too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we believe in it as well. One of them was to live like, because one of our favorite restaurants is the Beverly Hills Hotel. And they have like a red carpet and it's just all the celebrities go there. Every time we go there, we run into Kylie Jenner, Justin Bieber, Paris Hilton. So we love it there, you know?
Yeah.
And on the vision board, I put, like, I drew a house living like a couple of minutes from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
And I even drew the Beverly Hills Hotel. And to this day, we live 2 minutes from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So those vision boards are really powerful.
Sure.
And,
is everything.
You know,
and thoughts are everything.
Yes, they are. And did somebody like teach you this, how to do the vision board? It's something from school or?
No, the life teaches me, to be honest, right. to control you know? My emotions, feelings, yes. thoughts, because sometimes thoughts, your thoughts can kill you.
Right.
And your mm-hmm. thoughts can heal you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, yes.
That's why I'm always try to control my thoughts, my dreams, my emotions. Mm-hmm. And, but I used to watch one show. It was called The Secret. The Secret yes. movie.
Yeah, we were oh just talking God. About this yeah, in the last podcast. Yeah. yeah. yeah.
No way. This. Okay, like so, yeah. the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About visualization, like I taught everything from that movie, yes. from The Secret.
Me too. Yes. I am not going to lie.
Me, yeah.
Me too. And yeah. I showed it to him and he kind of didn't understand the first time. So we've already watched it like 3 or 4 times. And like on the
I understand it now.
Now he understands.
Yes. Yes.
Because things started happening after we watched that movie, The Secret, and we started understanding, like, you know, what you think becomes reality.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Another crazy thing that happened to us one day, we were just thinking about having checks in the mail.
Yes.
And because we were thinking about it one day, we go to the mailbox. Oh, Joey. Sorry. Oh, so one day we go to the mailbox and there is, not even kidding, 13 checks in the mail from a bank. And the bank, and every check was over $1,300. And there was 13 of them, so it was well over $10,000 in checks. And basically in every letter it said the bank made mistakes years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're just fixing their mistakes and this is how much we owe you. And we had no idea. We were just thinking, oh, we want money in our bank, in our mailbox. We want...
Oh, wow.
And it was yeah, just the yeah, most yeah. insane
it
thing
works
ever.
Exactly
and it that. Works. Yeah. Like, really? If you just think so... much about it, you know what I mean?
We're, literally, yes. It's so true because we were manifesting you being on this podcast.
Yes,
we're like, Roxora is going to be on our podcast, yes. Roxora is going to be on their podcast, and bam,
here right.
you go.
And you're sitting here with
and
us
I
today.
I always manifest that, but my first interview must be in English.
You said that, right?
And then
we manifest each other,
yes, yes.
So, oh literally, God. You guys are all seeing our manifestations come true.
Yes,
as we sit here today, because
yes.
this is so many. And honestly, audience, it's hard sometimes to get influencers and
right.
you know, artists like yourself on this podcast because they are so busy, you guys. So to have you sitting here with mm-hmm. us today is like, we're like, oh my gosh, like,
oh,
how did you even find
you.
The time?
Thank you, thank you. Know, you, thank you're, you. It's honor for me, to be thank honest, you. To be here. Thank you for having
love
me.
Love it.
For
no, thank
inviting
you.
Me.
And how about all the, how? So switching from music a little bit, you also are a major influencer and you're doing videos, reels, like going into like abandoned homes and kind of like exploring
that's
them,
and,
you
know,
or buildings or something,
town.
Scary buildings.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about this influencing life? Like, how are you liking being an influencer rather than being a musician? Mm-hmm. Because you're definitely blowing up in that world, but you're also blowing up in the influencing world.
Right.
So, like, how is it being an influencer?
To be honest, I became an influencer in my country because we don't earn that much money from singing.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
we don't have any like festivals, concerts, performances. We only have like weddings mm-hmm. because our culture like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone get married and like artists are often inviting to the weddings.
Wedding.
Got it.
Okay.
But I don't want to do like any wedding song
because mm-hmm.
it has like their own specific pravila.
Mm-hmm.
Low. Yeah. Lows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't want to make music for weddings and stuff.
Right.
Oh, I see.
And I want to like perform only on stage at the
yes.
concert. So
right.
That's why I don't earn much money from singing in my country. That's why I started to do
influence okay.
on Instagram.
Okay.
So I'm earning money from Instagram.
Amazing. Amazing.
An Instagram life, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I make like lifestyle videos.
Yes.
But I don't think that I'm too much into that influencing life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because influencers are always like making videos how they're traveling, how they're
yes.
get ready with me and stuff.
Right.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Got
to
it.
Be honest. Uh-huh. It always depends on my mood. If I want to do it,
mm-hmm.
I will do it.
Yes.
But more I do like making lifestyle videos.
You're kind of like us because our main focus is real estate and mortgage. That's our main business, just like yours is being in music.
Yeah.
But we also do the influencing in the fashion side, as you've seen in our pages. But we do that for fun and to also monetize, like on Instagram or
yes.
YouTube. But the main thing, like you still are dedicated to your core, which is being a singer, a musician, yes. You know, mm-hmm. So that's same thing. A lot of people do that. I find it fascinating because we are able to kind of move around mm-hmm. and do as many things, because then you become multi-talented and now you're able to connect with so many different people. And just like today, we might be able to connect you with somebody with a record label. Maybe you need that or maybe you don't. But at the same time, we get to build something together. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. We should do something great.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah. So
not only content.
Right. And so it's kind of like basically you're
blowing. By the way, I'm so
please,
sorry.
Please, please, please.
I want to open my own bakery here.
Oh my God, really?
Bakery. Traditional bakery, you know?
No kidding.
Did you ever taste our Uzbek traditional bread?
No, I have not.
Not yet.
Oh my God.
No
I'm
way.
I really missed about bread a lot. I'm always looking for delicious bread
yes.
here, but I can't find.
There's some bread right there.
That's like not bread. That is not bread. That's sugar. That's sugar.
I'll show you after the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you're going to have to show us.
But yeah, I want to create
oh my God.
Something here.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't know how it will go, but.
Oh no, it's gonna go great because there's not yes. a lot of good places out here.
Yeah.
So if you open a bakery here, it will be so lit. Like, oh my gosh. And somebody who loves bread so much is Eli. He's just not.
Well, can you see my stomach?
He's just not saying.
Can you guys
it.
See my stomach?
But I swear on the daily, he like loves bread. So like,
yeah.
we'll basically
he
be at your bakery.
Makes me fat so fast.
No, come on.
Can you cover my stomach?
And also, it's another connection because we actually are looking to help our daughter.
Yeah.
She actually wants to open a bakery as well.
Oh, wow.
So, she's in the baking Ooh. Industry right now.
So she's wow. actually a baker and she does like baking for like TikTok.
She
like their company. And so we're just letting her get, you know, in the groove of things.
Yes.
And then when she's really, really good, we're going to be like, hey.
How let's old is join. She, by the way?
Mm-hmm. 21.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So she's right there. And we're like, you know what? Once you're a couple more months in, we're going to all get together and then we're going to figure out how to find the spot, open the bakery and then help her blow up. And then maybe when you're ready, we can help you find your spot and it'll be so
course.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And we'll go through all the trials of the hardship. And then when you come, we'll be like, hey, don't do this. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And then it'll be perfect, you know? So that's what a great connection, again, yeah. that we have with each other. I love that so much.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, exactly.
If people wanted to hear your music, what are the main platforms people can go in and hear it?
In my country, it's Yandex Music, but you okay. don't have that kind of platform here.
Is that like an app?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. an app. It's like Spotify.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But it's for like SNG, yeah, for Russia, for Kazakhstan, for Uzbekistan, that kind of countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yandex Music. And then I think Spotify and YouTube.
Okay.
Our people are mostly listening to music on YouTube and on Yandex Music.
Love
got it.
Because like
got
YouTube's
it.
Like worldwide.
Yeah.
Yes. Love
yeah.
that. Love
yeah.
that.
Got it.
And then let's
but
say.
But monetization, we still don't have monetization mm-hmm. on the platforms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see.
It's so sad.
So it's just oh content God, for people to sad. Hear, but no one that's doing the content is making any money from
yeah.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're
They're
like, you're doing all this amazing music and nobody's even has to pay any money right now.
Yes.
So you guys are lucky right now.
But hold
for
on.
Them, for them.
But hold on. I have a question for you then. Your social media page using Instagram and using YouTube, you could monetize here in America using those platforms, right?
Or I don't know, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I would assume so, right? Because you're created those accounts in America or did you create them over there?
No. In my country.
You create them in your country. I wonder how that works. Really curious about that.
Yeah. And going back to manifestations, like where do you see yourself in the future, like on which stages? Like I know you said the Super Bowl. Are like there other stages you're thinking like Coachella, like...
Yeah, sure. Coachella.
Yes,
yeah, I totally want to be in Coachella.
I'm going to manifest with you.
what else? Like Grammy.
Yes. Oh,
and
that's
I
right.
I also see myself as like as a wife.
Okay.
As I have kids.
Yes.
After
oh my
maybe
God.
10 years.
Okay.
I really do love kids.
Oh, I love
I
that.
Want 5 kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
4 sons and 1 daughter.
Okay. You have it all manifested, planned out. Love it. Love
That'd
it.
That'd be a lucky man. You're probably watching. Just
yeah.
wait for her. Wait for the right time.
Yeah.
yes.
Not yet.
So,
right? Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Like
not yet.
10
not
years.
Yet. Yeah, please.
Yeah, give please. Her give her, a
give
few
her some
years.
Distance.
Give her some time. Give her some time. But we do have, you know, we're talking so much about like all these good things. Like we are talking about how you're learning all these languages, your music, you're influencing mm-hmm. so many smiles. that we've been having in the last couple of you know, minutes that we've been on this show, I kind of want to know a little bit of a switch here. And, you know, basically, we always ask this question to our guest. And one of them is, you know, did you ever have like a hard time, though? Like, was there a hard time that you were going through, and kind of like one of those times where you can't get out of bed and you're just like, I just can't do this anymore? And if you did have one of those times, how'd you get out of it?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of that kind of times, really. But they really taught me to be stronger, to be honest. For now, I understand that what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Of course.
For real.
Love that.
Back to 2021, I dropped my university after 1 year because my parents had really big problems in my family. My parents are together, by the way, for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I really grew up seeing this kind of and problems and love and their solution. So yeah, I had a lot of bad times. I had really breakup times, maybe, and hate also on social media. Back in 2021, when it was TikTok, I had TikTok house in my country.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And you were at the TikTok house? Like, did you work out of the TikTok house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I created the TikTok
house.
This
was during COVID too. 21 is in COVID still, right?
We used to live together with guys, and when I left that house, they made a video like I left them, like hate video.
Wow. Mm.
And there were hashtags on TikTok and Instagram.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. And I had really big hate, and it was really hard for me to pass that ways because I was too young, and the hate was too big. So yeah, that was the first hard time. And then I had a lot of struggles, problems in my family, but I don't really love to, like, you know, talking about what's happened in my family and being angry or mad or blame them in saying like I was traumatized, childhood trauma.
Yeah.
Because every problem, I think, teaches us. That's why I'm really thankful for that kind of problems and hard times, because I am who I am today.
Right. I like how you don't dwell on the problems, because a lot of people that watch or people out there in the world, they dwell on it, which means they just absorb it and they keep it in their mind. And that's all they think about. Oh, it's not meant for me, or I'm having a bad day. I'm going to let it ruin my entire life or my entire day, versus you absorb it and say, all right, what am I going to learn from this? And you become better and you get better, even though you have haters. Because I feel like a lot of people where they're at right now, like the Lady Gagas, the Paris Hiltons, they all grew slowly. As you start growing and stretching to become famous, they're going to have massive haters. Like, oh, well, she thinks she's all that. Or maybe she doesn't know how to sing, right? Yeah. A lot of people were very against us. Oh, why are you doing the podcast? Why aren't you a real estate agent? Why are you guys running the streets styling people? Or you guys don't know what you're doing? And as you grow more famous, they start becoming fans.
Yes.
And and you probably have noticed that, right?
I had a lot of haters like this. They became my fans after the years.
Oh, wow.
But every time I say that, everyone gets what he deserves, I think. I'm a good person. So that makes sense.
And yes.
Yes, it does.
It does. And, you know, that is those are hard moments. And, you know, the one moment where you're speaking about the hate, it must have been like extra hard, because again, these are people that you are working with, you lived with them, you
now they're my fans.
And now they're your fans. Now they're your fans.
She loves you guys.
Amazing. Yeah. Right. But like, how hard, that must have been so hard to like live with people that you trusted, doing videos with them, living a life, and then because you made a choice to better yourself, it was not okay with them, and then they talk bad about you. That could be so hard. And what you're saying is basically you got out of this by knowing it's going to make you stronger. That's so powerful.
Yes.
That is so powerful.
And I always had my dream, and I was like, no, I should do it. So yeah, I have no option, and I don't want to get back to that life, and yeah, I should do it.
Yes, yes.
Many people have a question for you. So many people, when they wake up, they have this a hobby or a process that they go through. Like, I wake up, I drink my coffee, I look out the window with my cat. I don't know why I do that. I'm like, look at the world. It's beautiful and abundant, you know, but Is there a process you follow every morning so people can probably see, all right, this is what Roxora does every morning. Maybe I should follow those steps. Is there like within your first hour of waking up, what are maybe some of the few things that you do?
Few things. Okay, let's go into my cultural mindset, values.
Love it.
What am I doing? Okay, I'm waking up and then I started to... Блин, как будет этот подметать двор? Sweeping the yard. Uh-huh, yes.
You start doing yard work.
Yeah.
Like cleaning, cleaning.
In the morning.
Okay. Because in our culture, in our family, we taught like this. We grew up like this, seeing our mothers and grandmothers doing this kind of
like
things. Yeah, and cleaning.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Cleaning. And okay. I cook and I'm clean.
Love it.
I get some hints from
love,
you.
Right? I'm taking notes.
I need you to do that.
I'm taking notes, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because they're like готовят. Oh my god. Как будет готовят? Не кук. Prepare. Yeah. Okay. Because our grandmas and mothers prepare us to getting married, of course. That's why we're used to sweeping the yard and cooking that kind of stuff.
So you're used to this.
So yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. But now not.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right.
Yeah.
So you don't wake up.
2 years ago, maybe.
Every time and every day.
But now.
There you go.
I don't have time. My moms understand that.
Do you journal or do you write any notes every morning just to kind of plan your day or schedule anything?
No, I'm not planning. Sometimes not. It depends on mood, really. But I have kind of diary. Uh-huh. I used to have that kind of diary since I was 12. Mm-hmm. And to that day, I have around 10 diaries, I guess.
Wow.
I'm writing everything about my life.
Personal.
Making pictures. What I was done last week. What I should do after maybe months. So yeah, I have diary, but I'm not planning every day my step by step.
Right. Life. So speaking about writing, are you the writer of your own music?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes, sure.
Okay. And how do you come up with the ideas?
But my English music, I have sound producer who helping me with English lyrics. Mm-hmm. I'm not that good at it, but every my Russian and Uzbek and Turkish songs, yeah, I write by myself.
Amazing. And how do you come up with these ideas for the music? Mm-hmm. Do you just sit there and whatever comes to your mind? Is it experience that you've been through?
I'm sure it takes time.
Wow. I every time write music when my heart is broken.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
No way.
I can get that inspiration when I'm chill and enjoying my life. Mm-hmm. When shit happens.
Okay.
I'm drama queen. I always
But you're being real because it's be real. Most, a lot of women and maybe even men too, but they experience a lot of heartbreak or sadness.
Yes.
And it's very, very common. Actually,
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think it's very common. You know?
Sure, because I really go that negative energy into the work, and I really sit when my heart is broken when I went through the breakup, and I'm writing a song about 1 hour maybe within 1 hour, and this song really after that become trend and viral.
Wow.
I don't know. I think that it's all about energy.
Energy.
In the world.
Yes.
I'm going to listen to your music and I'm just going to completely put myself in this dark cloud. I'm just going to lock myself away and turn off the lights and just feel my sadness. Yeah, right.
And then I'll listen to your gangster songs and I'll party. You know? Because those ones are lit. I'm like, oh my God. Yes. I'll put that on.
Okay.
So it's nearing the end of our podcast. I have another question for you. So what is next in store for you? So Roxora, have you considered, from here, you're 24. From here to your 29, it's still in your 20s.
Like a five-year plan.
Yeah, like a five-year plan. And even though you don't plan, you just say you don't plan. But theoretically, let's just think that, if I want to be something, where would you want to be in your life within here to 5 years? What would you have wanted to have accomplished?
Yeah, let's pretend we're putting things on the vision board. What would you and put on that five-year?
It's a five-year vision.
Yeah, five-year one.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
I'm a famous artist. Maybe I will get that Grammy, maybe not. I don't know.
No, you will.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I will get that Grammy. Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm an artist living in LA maybe, or in my country, traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. With my husband.
Yes.
Which support me with my career, music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And having, like, I don't know, truly kind family. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I really do love my family. I mm-hmm. used to grow up in a big family, so that's yes. why I always wanted to people be around me. Mm-hmm. So that's why, yeah. Wow. I want to do and career and family.
Love it. Love it. Grammys.
And yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Being a musician more than what you are.
Yes.
That is so powerful. Love
that
so much.
What's a beauty secret you can share with people that are watching? Like anything that you do to wake up and just like you look beautiful. And
or throughout the day.
Or throughout the day.
Yeah. We need your beauty secret.
Oh, wow. I don't have any beauty secret, but I just washing my face with water.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So you're just naturally beauty.
That's it. I think the beauty is inside, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's so banal, which is, I don't know how it will be. But yeah, it's so simple, but it really, it's about energy, I think. It's mm-hmm. about energy inside.
Yes.
If you are feeling yourself like exciting, giving positive that vibes, energy. Right. So people will really look at you and say like, mm-hmm. oh, wow. She's yes. really look good.
We've actually been to a couple of events with you already. Mm-hmm. And every time we do, you're just like this glowing person, like always smiling, like having the best time, no matter where we've been.
We're like, who's that?
We're just like, we need to meet her. And then the other times that we go, we're like, oh my God.
You.
We're like, it's her. Like, but it's because like you're always smiling and have this energy inside of you that just like makes people like, you know, want to listen to your music or want to go up to you or see your influencing. So I think you're right. It's all about energy. It's so important
yes,
nowadays.
100%.
And
I feel like America needs you.
Yes.
Like, you know, yeah, really do. Because really there's bad. Not a lot of, I don't feel like there's a lot of outside influence from Uzbekistan in this country when it comes to music. And I feel like if there's a way you can be the person, you yeah. are the idol that people can actually look up to from your country or anywhere in Russia and be like, wow, like she made it. She's an American Idol singer, performer, you know what, you know, and I think that's the next thing. I think that's where you're going.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that, that I'm the first female artist from Uzbekistan here.
Oh my
gosh,
that is pretty
awesome. Yes.
So thank
this
you.
This is so amazing. We're like, to have you be one of the first here on our set in Beverly Hills. We
yeah,
always have
in
to
Beverly
say
Hills.
That in Beverly
Makes
Hills,
sense.
You know, very important. It's just so like mind-blowing, you know what I mean? And that's why I was telling the audience earlier, like mm-hmm. it's so hard to get these artists to be here on these podcasts because you are right. so busy. It's not just like you're not putting in work, you're putting in massive work to get to this point, to be here on
yes.
the set, to mm-hmm. have your music that you have, you're writing it on your own. It's just so much that you're doing.
That was really massive way because mm-hmm. it was not that easy mm-hmm. Because it's always easy to, for example, like on social medias there's a lot of like open bodies now mm-hmm. So it's really hard, I think, to keep that reputation mm-hmm. and respect
yes.
that way. So I choose the respect and reputation over the fame, I think.
Oh wow.
Got it.
That's the,
and it
yeah.
shows. Wow. It shows like every single one of your reels that you've made, like it shows. Like it's so amazing. Yeah. There's so much energy in them. That's why I'm
thank
like, oh
you.
My God. And there's so much for everybody. Like Eli said, he could yeah. like listen to you if he's in a sad mood, or I could listen to you if I want to party, or like, you know, there's so much that you have to offer. So again, it's amazing to have Miss Uzbekistan here on
thank
our
you,
set
thank
today.
You, thank you so much.
One thing that we do like to do as well, you've given so many golden nuggets, mm-hmm. but maybe you could like speak directly to this camera and just kind of tell our audience like a little words of the wise from you, or
inspiration.
Maybe some inspiration or whatever you like. That way our audience could feel you.
Oh, okay. I just want to say like simple thing. Life will teach you everything. So just keep going and don't give up. Never. Pray, work, and see. That's it.
Wow.
Love that.
That's powerful.
So much. sometimes people forget that like life is there to like teach you lessons. Yes. You know, I think I'm one of the main ones that forgets that.
He's so difficult.
When I hear these difficult statements, you know, from people who are so amazing like yourself, it really, really reminds me. And I'm like, okay, this happened for a reason. You know, today we were in the middle of like LA, and it was like a very bad part of LA, and you know, there are so many other things going on, and I'm like, why am I here, like, in this really bad place? Yeah. But it was all for a reason, and I know that life is happening for me.
Sure, you can't control everything.
Right,
right.
So if you believe in destiny, it's easy to live your life, to be honest.
Love that, love that.
Wow.
So,
well, you've been amazing in our podcast. I really appreciate you, you know, coming here from Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
even though I know you're in America right now, but still. But we really appreciate you coming on here. We did manifest the fact that you were going to be on here, and we made it happen.
Right.
But guys, everybody follow her. Her Instagram handle's right here. And you're also on YouTube as well? You're also on YouTube?
Yes.
How do we find you there?
Rukhsar M.
Same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One fantastic. Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Expect some of these reels.
Right.
And we cannot wait to keep getting inspired by your music. And, do you have any new songs coming out besides the one that you just wrote out?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah. I can, like...
Can we have a little peek?
A little part. Oh, my God. Guys, this is a pre-release.
Right?
I'm excited.
From the Queen of Uzbekistan, by the way.
Are there kings and queens in Uzbekistan? Kings and queens out there? No, huh? What are they?
There's a king, his name's Java, and then we have the queen, you know?
King Java.
So there are.
Isn't
there
it Javo or Java?
No, my full name?
Javok, right? Java.
Full name.
You know my full name, by the way?
Is it on Instagram?
Sheikh Islamova.
Oh, Javokar.
Did you remember that reels from Irina Sheikh?
See, I can't say it. I can't say it. I try.
She has reels like, you know my full last name, by the way? Sheikh Islamova. Say that again. Sheikh Islamova.
Oh, shit.
My full last name is Mir Jalilova.
Legit?
I'm not even going to try. Okay.
Mir Jalilova.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here you go.
I'll play my...
Okay, let's hear.
No way. This is a world premiere. This is like a world premiere right
now.
Wow,
I'm excited.
So cool.
Guys looking at my girls like I don't know. I'm an open up girl, but my jaw closed. What you think is really good for me, so. My wipes are from Milano to Toronto. High class jet, I'm a thrifty. I'm a G in a G650.
No way. All eyes on me, trying to rip me. This is so lit.
Chase my fate if you need me. Skies are blue.
No way.
They're trying to let me know that I was born to fly. Clouds, they wanna put it down like blessings from the sky. Oh, I.
No way. You guys just got a world premiere sneak peek.
Dead.
Oh my God, this is so lit.
And this is just you.
Yes.
That is insane.
Gosh.
Like, no singer, no writer, no record label.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is talent. That is so much talent.
We are missing out on like good music here in America. So please, you know, bring that here because we need this.
Okay.
I would listen to that in my car.
We're going to have to ask for it before it comes out because that was so good.
Yeah.
Your voice is so amazing. Your personality,
so
your energy, like everything that you brought here today was just so, I don't even know what to say.
And
like, wow.
If your parents are ever going to watch this podcast, she's amazing. She did the right thing.
Right.
Fully supported by Beverly Hills.
You know.
And Eli in my podcast.
Yes.
We endorse her.
Yeah, we love her and we love you guys too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for sharing this experience.
Thank you, guys.
Expect this podcast on YouTube.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rukhsar.
Thank you.
Too.
We love you.
Guys.
We love you.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.